The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo, the entertainment journalist, and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, are both with me. Question for you.
Go on.
Kick things off. What is the expiry date on spoiler alerts? How long can you... So, can I put this in context, this question?
Yeah, go on.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Walked in here. Very first thing someone said to me is what happened in The Last of Us the night before.
Oh, no. You have...
Straight out the gap. Not, oh my God, did you see it? And then said it. They said, how did you feel about XXX last night? And it was a big thing.
Yeah, bad. No, weeks, months, years in some cases.
I wouldn't go the years extreme, but I think you have to wait for it to at least the whole season for it to land and people then to be able to binge the whole thing.
You cannot.
Like, I accidentally ruined it for myself. I was on social media and I clicked something and I just went, no. And now, but you know what? Remember last week I was given out about Last of Us? Now I'm going to watch The Last of Us that I have done.
The thing is, though, to me, unless it's like Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's father, Kevin Spacey was... Yeah, like, unless they're in the ether, don't ever. And like, on my show, when you mention, like, people kill you for giving stuff away. Like, you got to be really careful. So whoever this person is, and I think I probably know, shame on them.
Yeah, shame on them. Shame on them. No, it's not clear. Serena just looked around at producer Claire.
I never thought it was clear.
It wasn't clear.
I was shocked.
Someone who sits beside Claire. Anyway, we'll say no more.
How is it? I mean it.
No, anyway, disgraceful. Anyway, Serena, we'll move on to recommendations. The Friend. This is a movie. It's in cinemas from Friday. What is it?
Yeah, this stars Naomi Watts and Bill Murray. And basically, their characters is based on Sigrid Nunes' hit book. And it's based on their friendship, and Bill Murray's character dies. When he dies, he bequeaths his Great Dane to his best friend, who's played by Naomi Watts. She lives in a tiny one-bedroom New York apartment. No dogs are allowed. And it's basically all about this dog, the upheaval it causes to her life. But it's more than that. It's about friendship. It's about loyalty. It's about finding yourself. And it's also about grief.
It's also about a dog, a big dog in a small apartment.
Do you know? Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Exactly. And it feels a bit like Marley and Me, right? I'm not going to say whether the dog dies or not, but it's a bit like Marley and Me, that whole relationship with dogs. I felt like...
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, my God. I love Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Lassie, come home. Yeah. Let's keep naming dog movies.
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch. He was too slobbery for my liking. This big dog isn't slobbery. I loved it. I didn't love it. That's too strong a word. I really liked it because I love Naomi Watts. And I think Nicole Kidman gets a lot of the glory that Naomi Watts should also be given. They're best friends, for anyone who doesn't know. I think she's brilliant on the big screen. This just felt like I was being manipulated. Like, they really wanted me to cry and feel emotions, and it wasn't working for me. I went on to Rotten Tomatoes to see if it was just me. The critics and audiences alike gave it like 80%. So I think it is just me. If you're into your dogs, this may be for you.
How's Bill Murray? Is he playing straight?
He's good. No, he's playing himself.
Okay.
Bill Murray is playing himself. I love
Who does the voice of the dog?
There is no voice of the dog. It's more serious than that.
Oh, I'm out. I thought the dog might speak.
The dog is great. Do you know what? The dog acts so well, it may as well be speaking. You can see everything. The dog is the star of the film. But Naomi Watts is great.
That's in cinemas from Friday. John, Andor, season 2. So this is the Star Wars series. Is it all up there on Disney Plus?
No, they're releasing a chapter at a time. So the first 3 episodes.
Okay.
And they're going to do that each week. So it's going to come around fast. Enough. So look, just at the outset, there are, you know, half the people listening to go, Star Wars, turn off. What I would say to you is Andor is the series for grown-up Star Wars fans. In the first season, a guy visited a brothel. Now, I'm not saying, whoa, isn't that cool or whatever, but I'm just saying this is not Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. It was meant to be adult version of Star Wars. Long story short, Diego Luna plays a kind of Han Solo type character who's a low-life, petty kind of, not criminal, but, you know, likes a bit of this and that. Yeah, Arthur Daly in space kind of. And Serena won't get that at all.
Right.
Why should you?
I didn't even get the Star Wars references.
So he slowly morphs into a resistance fighter, and season 2 brings up with that. As I mentioned, I spoke to Stellan Skarsgård last week, and I bring that up because he said to me, I don't like sci-fi. I have no interest in sci-fi. I can't play a robot. This is political. This is human drama. And I think, with the possible exception of The Mandalorian. This is the best Star Wars
product. So I didn't watch this at all, season one, because I watched The Mandalorian. I loved it.
Yeah.
And then there was another couple of things came out. I didn't love Obi-Wan. No. I didn't like Boba Fett.
No, exactly.
And then this came hot in the heels and I didn't bother. I just said, you know what,
you should.
I'm out.
You should, because it's really, in a way, the Star Wars setting is incidental. And I love Star Wars, so I'm fine with that. But it's human drama and it... I don't, they're really keen, we won't give too much away, but it ups the ante, it really does. And I completely agree with you, The Mandalorian was brilliant, but Boba Fett, Obi-Wan, they're plundering the universe a bit too much. And there's too many galaxies far, far away. But this is great. This has saved it, I would say.
Did you get that reference? There's too many galaxies far, far away. Okay,
that's the only one I got. But can you go into season two without
season?
No. All right,
lost me already.
Sorry. Well, I wouldn't think so, no.
So three episodes are up there. Yeah. And they're being released chapter at a time.
Yeah.
Serena, your next recommendation is Étoile.
Étoile, which means lead dancer in the ballet world. I love The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I love Gilmore Girls. The reason why I mention that is because this is from the creators behind those two series, Amy Sherman Palladino and Daniel Palladino. This time, as you would probably guess from the title, this deals with the ballet world, but it's the ballet worlds, because it's the one in New York, the one in Paris. They're both struggling after COVID. They're struggling to get audiences back to the ballet. So they come up with this idea where they're going to have a swap, where they give their best talents to each other. And it's all the drama that ensues with that. The critics have been slamming this.
Oh, right. Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a bit of fun. I think if you go to something from Amy Sherman Palladino and Daniel Palladino, you know what you're in for. There's a lot of talk, right? That's what their characters do. They talk full on at each other. It's happening in French and it's happening in English. So you're going to have to do subtitles as well. It's set in New York and it's set in Paris. So it's beautiful. And there's some familiar faces as well. There's Michelle from the Gilmore Girls, who's Yannick Truesdale. There's Emily Gilmore, who's played by Kelly Bishop. And if you're a fan of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Luke Kirby, who plays Lenny Bruce, is in this. So the cast is great. There's eight episodes.
I don't know any of those people.
Bruce, the comedian, though? Is that who you're talking about?
Did you not watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's brilliant. You should give that one a go. I think you'll enjoy that
one. I won't.
The Gilmore Girls?
No, I didn't see that either.
Right.
I don't even know what that's about, actually. For something that was such a... You know the way, by osmosis, you know what things are about? I actually don't even know what that's about.
Mother and daughter? That's
no.
That's what you need to know.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, so this one's not for you, but if you are in this universe, you may not want to go to Star Wars. You may want to come to this
galaxy.
Where
is it on?
This is on Prime Video. All eight episodes are available now. My only complaint is that it is a little bit too long. Like, the episodes go for an hour. They probably should have gone for about 40 to 45 minutes.
Havoc, John, is a movie. Tom Hardy, Forest Whitaker.
Yeah, and Timothy Olyphant is...
Oh, I like Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah, he's great in this. It's on, but don't be misled by that.
Oh.
It's on, well, no, hang on a second. It's on Netflix from the... What date is it? The 25th is tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Bad with April dates. I don't know. Having day slippage.
The Easter just messes people up, you say,
Completely. Anyway, that's not very interesting. Is Havoc. What it is Tom Hardy plays a kind of bruised, slightly wrong side of the law. It's in the trailer, not giving any away. Cop who needs to protect the son of Forrest Whitaker, who's a kind of well-known politician. He's a fixer of sorts as a cop. And this is then someone goes missing and he has to kind of avenge the missingness and try and find the kid who's missing. It's the son of a female henchwoman in the Asian kind of criminal underworld. That plot sounds a bit messy. It is. This maybe gets by virtue of the action is pretty good in it. It's a bit like John Wick. The plot is all over the place and a bit convoluted. And so I would say 2.5 stars. But if you were sitting down on a Friday night and you thought, I want mindless escapism with lots of action, this might just get you by over the line. Tom Hardy's pretty good in it. Forest Whitaker's good. Oliphant is good. But the script doesn't really serve them. But escapism, it probably works.
All right. It's no Gilmore Girls.
No.
But I think I'm in. The John Wick thing. You see, that's what reeled me in.
The action sequence.
Oh, I love a bit of John Wick.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, big time, Serena.
It's too violent.
No, it's not.
Watch.
Not violent enough. More,
get
I say.
Get me out of this room.
What is Celebrity Big Brother? This is violent. This,
you've been following
emotional
this,
violence.
Well, Mickey Rourke was evicted after, I think, 3 or 4 days because of his behaviour.
Yeah.
But we're finally at the end. I have to say, I usually quite enjoy Celebrity Big Brother. This has been a bit meh. There was a triple eviction last night or the night before. There's six celebrities left. We've got JoJo, Chris Hughes, Danny Beard, Chesney Hawkes, Donna Preston, Jack P. Shepherd. Who's going to be crowned?
Chesney Hawkes is the only person I know there off the top of my head.
Jack P. Shepherd. You'll
know
him from, he's from Corrie.
Oh, okay.
JoJo Siwa, she used to have the big bows. She's a singer, started in Dance Moms. No, okay. We're really on opposite
Gilmore
pages
Girls.
Today.
Yeah.
Can I just ask both of you, though, on this?
Yeah.
So you and I, all three of us are in this medium. So I am so unaware of what's going on in Celebrity Big Brother. Like, are the listener or the viewing figures must be way down on this because no one seems to be talking about this at all.
Do you know what? I don't know about here in Ireland,
yeah,
but over in the UK, like last night they were saying the votes, there were over a million people
really?
Who had voted, which
good
I was
Lord.
Shocked at. Because that's the thing, I haven't been seeing it online,
yeah.
I haven't been seeing it on my socials. I don't know who's watching, but apparently there's still an audience for this. It hasn't been great this year, but if you have been following, I will be tuning in on Friday.
Have you watched an episode of it?
No. I haven't seen a single solitary second of it.
Not so
much. It's in the same category as the Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm. Let's not say that.
Gilmore Here's... Girls or the Gilmore Girls?
Oh, interesting. I think it's the Gilmore Girls.
All right, okay.
The definitive article, isn't it?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, anyway. Frey Waka?
Yes.
Is that
I think
how
so.
Pronounce
yes,
it? Is
I,
a movie?
I've had lessons from the director about it and I still manage to mispronounce it. Frey Waka. It is an Irish word that means roots. And
there's no K in Irish.
It's what?
There's no K in Irish. It's K in this.
Yeah, well, she said it's Irish and it's meant to evoke deep, dark, troubled roots, you know? So are you sure?
How do you make the K sound in Irish?
C.
Or is there no K sound?
C.
Okay.
Well, look, maybe it's some hybrid kind of thing, but it is an Irish language movie. It's an Irish folk horror movie. It's very good. It's very dark, twisted, creepy. It's about this woman played by Claire Minnelli, who's a home help woman, and she leaves Dublin to go to some western town, maybe, or some rural town to help this old woman who seems paranoid and isolated, played by Breed Nocton. And yet ghosts of sorts, be they real or otherwise, come to haunt them. A lot of it's set outdoors and in the sunlight, and it was really creepy. And there's a lot of statues of Mary and pictures of the Sacred Heart that frightened the heebies out of me.
Okay.
Very well. So this is a good, creepy Irish movie.
So it is good.
It is.
All right.
Good.
In cinemas?
Very much so.
Frey Waka. It is in cinemas from Friday. So that's it.
And it's just Gilmore Girls, not the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, so it's like Horse Lips. Yeah.
What's Horse Lips?
The band Serena.
We're really at a pose
of
this.
Oh, we really
are. We should call this what we haven't watched and what we don't know.
Exactly, yeah. What's on the show this weekend?
Do you know what the best thing about the show this week? We're doing a fascinating thing all about the best cameos.
Oh, very good.
So I had a really great chat about that.
Give me an example of a great cameo.
The best one, to my mind, is Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder, where he plays Lesbos.
Sorry, it's very good, in fairness.
No more. Or Keanu Reeves in Maybe Be My Maybe. Always Be My Maybe. Utterly brilliant.
All right. Okay, that is Screen Time this weekend with John Fardy, Serena Bellissimo as well, entertainment journalist. Thank you both.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.